Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash the reunion, part one, Summer House.
Yes, and I just cracked a lover boy. I wasn't going to have a drink tonight, but I was like, you know what? We're rehashing the reunion. I have to.
They earned it. It was a great first part.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I was upset when I realized that it was the end of the episode.
But I was also really happy to know that there's another, that we still have a little bit more. It's a little
I know.
Sweet. They started off hot with the, you know, already bringing up the Luke and Hannah stuff like right away. I was like, oh, we're not wasting any time. There's a lot to rehash about the reunion, but I mean, there were no, I mean, there were some boring parts, but they really came in hot with part one.
Yeah, I would say nothing that took up too much time, like for the boring stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just like quick little, and yes, but yeah, for the most part, really straight to the point. It looks like we even have a better episode coming out in a few days, so I'm so excited. But the first thing I wanted to talk about was how good Lindsay and Danielle looked.
Oh, goodness, the ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, but just even their makeup looked so good. Lindsay's hair looked good.
I love Danielle's hair too. I was mm-hmm. feeling the ponytail thing she's got going on.
Oh yeah,
she looked amazing. They were both definitely, in my opinion, the best dressed.
Mm-hmm. For the agreed. Women.
I really liked Luke's outfit, actually, I was digging that fit. Sierra also looked really nice, too. But I guess I just liked how Lindsay and Danielle being best friends and doing the red and yellow. Even though I don't think they did it on purpose, I think it's just funny.
No.
I love how bright it is. But Sierra's dress, I think, was also really cute, and she looked amazing.
Yeah, I like Kyle's outfit, but that's kind of his style. You can always definitely tell. Yeah.
And that's the same with Carl, too. Like, no one looked the white pants. Bad.
No. But I will say Carl looked really healthy, though.
Yes.
Like, even in his face, like, he looked really, really good. So, excited to hear if they, like, kind of talk or touch base. Well, I think they will touch base on, like, his sobriety and stuff. So.
Yeah, because they're definitely going to want to talk about his brother and stuff. Like, there's a lot that I was like, oh, yeah, I guess there is a lot to unpack here. And we do need two episodes for it. But, I think they're definitely going to want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And see where because they're going to have to talk about the Luke and, like, their fight. And they're probably going to mm-hmm. do some type of, I don't know, little bit on showing how Kyle and Carl were in the past to women. And
let's hope.
Call them out a little bit on how they were to Luke.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you or I revealed the last episode that we recorded, but I'm rewatching the early seasons of Summer House. Yeah. And man, are both Kyle and Carl such fuckboys. Where it's like, oh, Luke is getting all this pent-up guilt, or that fight earlier in the season was all this pent-up guilt that they've had for seasons of, not even just seasons, probably years of them being a fuckboy that they took out on Luke. And Luke, he was not bad at all.
Well, and
compared to those two.
Yeah, and it's not to say that Luke didn't make mistakes and stuff, and that he wasn't like a little bit, you know, leading on Hannah or whoever, you know. But to compare what Luke was doing to what Carl and Kyle, how Kyle treated Amanda in particular, you know, he was terrible. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I still don't forget that. And I saw little hints of that when they had that argument. And I was just like, ugh. I mean, it's hard to change completely like that this quickly, but I do see change in him, and this is the only season that I actually liked him in. Carl,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, like we're not saying that Luke was perfect, like we said, but the way that they screamed at him, you would think he was worse than those two combined.
Oh, yeah, or even at least the same level, to where they could say, I was you, I know. Like, no, you weren't! No, you weren't!
No. No. So I'm hoping we get to hear all sides, like, really talk about it, which I think they can have a mature conversation. They all seem to be still friends.
Yeah.
Like, between the three guys.
Well, yeah. Which we got to get into some of the social media stuff that's going on now, while we go through our rehash. We'll cue those in. But I do know, I've been listening to a lot of people's podcasts that they're guests on, and like doing my homework for the listeners over here. And Kyle and Amanda are friends with everyone. There was something this week, well, obviously besides Hannah and Sierra. I don't think that they're not friends with Sierra, but they're not friends with Sierra like that. But I listened to a podcast that they did the other day, and it was after, I guess, Paige and Hannah did a episode of Giggly Squad or whatever their podcast is called. And they were talking about stuff with the reunion, and Amanda's just kind of like, she's still friends with Paige, but she's also saying that she's just feels like it's two-faced as well, which was so I think it's just gonna be really messy depending on who comes back this summer, because I'm assuming it's going to be this summer. They're not going to push it back to when they started in the fall like they did this year. I don't think. I feel like they would probably start in the summer in like the next few months.
Yeah, I would think so, especially with the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Will most likely be all of them, I would think, would have it by then. I saw that
Lindsay got vaccinated last week.
Okay.
This week. So, yeah, I mean, they're, or do the same thing just in the summer.
Yeah, true. They could do that. Since they've proven that they can work from home, and half of them, well, some of them just podcast and stuff. Yeah. So they don't need to necessarily be in an office for that.
Yeah. But I do love how Andy greets everyone and like all the shade went to Sierra about this is gonna be a long day, might go past 9, and she's only for you, Andy.
Yeah, that was one of like the first things I took notes on. Love was it. I might have to ask you questions after 9 p.m. because it was just a great little so I think she kind of understands how ridiculous that did sound.
Well, and it's like, just say that you feel like he is not the time. It's not necessarily the time, but that you feel that you know Luke. You've been with Luke before, sexually, whatever. I'm sure you all have texted each other and to hook up or something. Like, you know when he's doing something that, you know, you... That's all she had to say. It's like, I feel like he wants something more, and I just don't want him texting me. Like, I just don't want you texting me because I feel like there's something else in it for you that's just not going to happen. I don't know. But to say, oh, guys that text after 9 only want one thing. Like, 9?
That's not it.
3 a.m.? Yeah, okay. 9? Yes. No.
Yeah. I will say I'm really sick of the damn sandwich thing with Lindsay.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I know.
She loves it. Activated.
Oh, she is. Activated, I like a lot better, though. You don't
want to activate me. The sandwiches. I love the sandwiches. I think that was, like, one of my favorite things.
No, I love it, but it's like, oh, again. That's, like, the only thing that people remember about Lindsay this season.
How many sandwiches have you made for me? I still, like, say it around the house. Jake made me a nice sandwich last night. He always makes me sandwiches. I don't make him anything, so he should really be. I'm the stravvy. But also, did you catch that scene? Which I, the second rewatch, I was fast forwarding through some things that I was like, oh no, I don't care to listen to that again. But I think it's so like Sierra's coworkers don't know that she's on Summer House. I bet you they do know though. I don't know. They have to know. Yeah. So even if she blurs out her last name, I don't know what her last name is.
No.
I don't think the last name is going to give it away.
Yeah, I would think, though, that someone would have, a few of her coworkers have to know.
I wonder where she's living at and nurse, like, where she is a nurse at.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like, girl, Summer House is a bigger deal than you think it is. People be knowing. The nurse at my at the hospital when my mom had a surgery like a month ago was a lover of Summer House. And so we told her, hey, which who knows, she might be listening.
Well, and it probably wouldn't be that hard for some of her coworkers to be like, oh, there's a new girl on Summer House. Like, oh.
Ooh.
I work with a Sierra that's also a traveling nurse. Yeah. As they're literally showing pictures of her.
I know. It's like
with her scrubs and her mask. So they probably were like, that probably is her because it's really.
Yeah. Totally.
Or have to at least have an inkling that it's her. But
I know. I don't know. Anyways, I get not wanting people to know, but girl, people are gonna know. So let's get into the first big mess of the reunion, where Andy just dives right into it about Luke, Sierra, and Hannah. And he was messy even before they did the flashbacks when he's like, you know, they dated. Well, it depends on what you call dating, you know, and so on and so on. And it was just nuts to me how Hannah had one story and Luke had a completely different story. And about him saying that they're better off as friends. But, and at first, you know, if I didn't know anything else, I'd be like, I mean, maybe it was something more in the middle there. You know, they're just so completely opposite. But when it happens again later with her and Kyle of explaining like a story, and now I've watched this season with her with seeing something happen and then her retelling it in a completely different way that's absolutely false. I just can't believe a word she says. And I just don't believe, like, but you've lost all credit on being believable.
Yeah, no, I definitely believe Luke's side of that conversation where we heard both sides, where he was like, no, I remember exactly where I was when we had this discussion. Yeah, so, because it makes more, well, it makes more sense than two when later on in the actual season, or early in the season, when he's like, I don't know what planet you're on, but it's not this one.
Yes.
That makes me way more like he got angry about that because they've had this discussion.
He goes, when did we talk about it?
See, well, now this makes a lot more sense. Like, yeah, that's why he got so angry, was because we had this discussion.
Yeah.
It wasn't out of the blue. So.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah, well, it's crazy when you think about it in full. It's. Wow, even then I was Team Luke, you know, on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I even knew about Dez and stuff. I don't, like, I just didn't, like, the timeline and everything. I mean, it was just, like, girl, like, he's just not interested. You know what he's not, so why are you so upset that he brought someone else? I just didn't, like, even if he was calling her every day and it wasn't that big of a deal to me in the first place. So now that we know that she was seeing someone else, well, at least one guy, which let's talk about that too, because it kind of bothers me that she was trying to make it like people were attacking her for having sex with multiple people when that's not the problem at all.
Well, even Paige was like, I'm dating around.
That's not what the problem is. And
everyone was saying, like, we don't care that you were dating around. That's not it. They're like, you were shaming Luke and made us think that Luke was a shitty person because he was leading you on. Meanwhile, you did not tell us you were seeing other people. Because all this, like, animosity that happened in the season wouldn't have happened if she would have came in straight away saying, yeah, well, I am dating around. But she made it seem like she was 100% into Luke. He was supposed to be 100% into her. So that's...
Yeah. All I need her to say is, look, I fucked up. I was wanting my cake and to eat it too. I didn't want you to be with anyone else, but I was doing my own thing and I should have not tried to turn the house against you because I was just petty and mad because I was jealous. I bet you everyone would be like, thank you. Okay, let's move on. But that's not what's happening. Well,
no, and that's what everyone, they just want her to, like, to quote Carl, own her truth. They want her just to admit things and, like, they'll be fine. They're like, okay. Because everyone on the show has fucked up and they've been like, yeah, I was in the wrong.
Do you all not see Lindsay? Like,
yeah. Well, and everyone now watching the season back is like, holy shit, Luke was done so dirty early in the season.
And they added to it. You know, like, they feel bad. They feel guilty. Like, whoa, I sipped the Hannah juice. I should not have been Team Hannah.
Yeah.
But Paige is really disappointing me here. She's the one who says, you know, she could play the field. I'm talking to like four guys or whatever. It's like, and Sierra too. It's like, what are you?
They don't care if you're talking to people.
What'd you say?
But no, it's just, they're not, they don't care if she was dating multiple people. It was the fact that she made it seem like Luke was leading her on. That's why they're upset. They're like, we all believe that Luke was leading you on, but you were dating someone else. Yeah. You could just say, yeah, I'm dating people, but I really still like Luke. They probably be like, sure, I understand that.
I understand that. That's human. You know, don't act like you're not doing something here, you know? But I do love how Kyle chimes in about FaceTiming a third guy. So not trying to stir the pot here, but I'm going to stir the pot, which they did not last long on that. So, okay. I also didn't like how she turned to Paige. I don't know if you caught that too. She was like, am I in love with Luke? Like, because her just like, you seem to have like some obsession, like when we were some love or obsession with Luke. And she's like, oh, Paige, am I in love with Luke? Was I ever in love with Luke? She's like, I think we're done talking about it. We're done talking about it.
Because she doesn't want to say yes and have to look shitty. Like, doesn't want Hannah to get pissed at her, but she doesn't also want to, you know. Well, it's just, Hannah had such a good opportunity to, like, redeem herself this reunion. Like, ready for it, for her to be like, yeah, I did this, this, and this. I was going through some shit. The pandemic really took a toll on my emotions, how I acted. I think everyone would have been like, okay, we get that. Thank you for admitting, like, hey, I was going through something, yada, yada, yada. But nope, still twisting things, still totally blind to anything she ever did. So, Hannah, you had a chance. Because this reunion was filmed not that long ago. So,
yeah,
it's not like she hasn't had time to watch the show back, see how people react.
Well, and off camera right now, she's also not acting like after the reunion, things are still just as bad, if not worse, with her on podcast and everyone
really dug herself some holes.
Yeah. And if you're not on social media, there's just been stuff that they've pulled from other podcasts that she's done or podcasts that she has herself. And the most recent one that's floating around is the one with her and Paige, where she tells Paige that she's really good at like putting outfits together or something like that. Like she always looks really nice or something, and said it's because she is autistic. Because, and then she went to explain what that means, which was not, you just shouldn't say that. It's not true.
No.
Like, because you have to have everything just right. Is that what I sent that to you too? So you heard
that.
Is that kind of what you said?
Yeah. It was something and like very particular with.
Yeah. Very particular. Yeah. Which fuck you, like so offensive. And Paige, when you watch it, she like, she pauses. Cause I think she was taken back that Hannah said that on either like, it was like live Giggly Squad or live video, but then like giggles, and it was just not good. And Hannah's just laughing her ass off, and not good. And Hannah's not saying anything. I've seen a couple of apologies from Paige, but and then, you know, there's stuff that I guess she had joked about Luke being suicidal, which is also terrible. There's just a long list going. She has it on podcast, so it's like saved. Like everyone can listen to it. It's not like he said, she said stuff.
Well, and this is what, quote unquote, I've done this multiple times, comedians do. They say things like this and like, oh, well, I'm a comedian. This is part of my comedy. Well, it's not.
It's just a joke.
You can be a comedian without making shitty, terrible, offensive jokes. So yeah.
If you're just not a good comedian, if you can't try to think of a way to be funny without offensive, really?
Also, it's 2021.
Yes.
Hannah, you're a millennial, so you more than anyone are very aware with, you know, calling shit out when it's offensive. I mean, before we jump ahead a little bit, she knows the word toxic masculinity pretty well, and that it's offending, like men are offensive to women, but you can make jokes about autism and suicide, like
and you know. Another thing that I saw is that her degree from Madison, she graduated with like she had a certificate in women gender studies as well, which, and she, you know, preaches about being a feminist and all of this stuff, but then she literally does the opposite. It's so frustrating because it's like, that is not feminism. That is not. So she don't like reminds act like you're some, you know, feminist goddess here.
No, she reminds me of Lena Dunham, which I absolutely can't fucking stand. But that I could go on forever about how much Lena Dunham sucks. But
yes.
I do want to make a note of how Amanda says at one point, we all watch the same show, right?
Because
it just shows how delusional.
Completely Hannah's delusional. Being. I know. It's so bad. Well, let's take a break from Hannah and let's talk a little bit about Sierra saying that she was... didn't have sex for a year after Luke, and that they were just having a bunch of like meaningless sex, and you know, they were both rebounding each other, which I still don't understand. Then why can't they just be cool? Even with Luke ghosting her, I understand it, and I think it was really cool that he said that it was wrong and he wished he could, like, if he could go back, he wouldn't have done that. But when he explains his reasoning, it makes sense. It's not okay, but I get what he did there. So I'm just like, why can't we move past this?
Well, and even Sierra was like, well, he apologized after the fact, and he said, yeah, it was 8 months too late.
Yeah,
he even said it, and even his response when about how he feels about Sierra being abstinent, he was like, that he didn't have anything to say. He didn't take it personally. He said that was really
weird that they were trying to be like, would you do to her? Like, why'd you how does that make you feel? That it's like, I'm sure Luke's dick game is strong. He went down on Hannah for 3 hours. I'm sure he's fine. There's no problem there. But
yeah,
like, don't, let's not. She cannot, someone can have not ha- choose to not have sex for a year, and it has nothing to do with the last person they had sex with.
Yeah, and he even said, like, that was he gives her respect and, like, props or whatever he said, but.
And he wishes her the best, which Lindsay gets activated about, which was really weird. There's nothing wrong with, I hate when guys say that. Just say you wish her a decent life. Like, what?
Well, even Paige, who isn't the biggest Luke fan, was like, no, I think he really does wish her the best. I don't think he was.
Yeah, of course he wishes her the best.
He admits when he's wrong. Because even there was other times with Hannah, he was like, yeah, I understand some of the ways that I acted could have made her feel a certain way about me. So that's, I mean, without actually admitting that everything with him and Hannah was his fault, because it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, he did have a part in it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he never said he didn't like her. And that's what, so. Yeah, that was a lot. But a lot of Luke.
Lots of Luke.
Trying to shit on Luke, but.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyways, well, let's talk a little bit about Lindsay and Stravi, even though I don't really want to. But we did.
She only feels bad a little bit.
Huh?
She only feels bad a little bit.
Just a little bit. She was a little bit. Because it was after her friends, her very good friend's brother passed away, and he didn't ask Lindsay how she was doing.
I don't know if she, like, the way I took it as I think she already, after that happened, knew she was not going to have a good day and, like, maybe felt guilty about being happy and celebrating her birthday, where she really, maybe she really did want Steven to be like, well, how are, like, have a discussion with her about Carl's brother. I still don't think it's okay that the way she acted to Steven, but it makes a little more sense that there was a lot more adding to her kind of erupt, like,
and that's what I was thinking, like, okay, cool that they're not cool, awful that happened, but cool that we know that there was more to it that caused her to be upset. But then I'm thinking, okay, so what did you want him to do? So it had nothing to do with how this is for 1 year, you know, fish and chips, like, you know, you wanted something, it sounded like you wanted something extravagant, but at the same time, it kind of sounds like now you wanted something maybe more just not all on you. Like, you didn't want him to come out and do, like, this big thing and make it about him that he put on this thing. But I just don't know what did you want? I mean, you could say I didn't really, you know, apologize for how she handled it, and that her head was somewhere else that day and she just got really upset and because of what happened. But I feel like she's still kind of putting it on Steven a lot.
No, she is, for sure. But I think maybe she was, since this horrible thing happened to Carl, for her to like compensate it, that Strawberry was supposed to do this big,
oh my goodness, and that
thing, you know,
I feel like such an idiot.
Why?
It was Carl's brothers who they're talking about.
Yeah, that's why
she said my best friend's brother, and I was like, oh no, she had like literally when I watched it, and then I rewatched it, and I wrote in my notes, like, oh my goodness, and she had a friend's brother die. And this, while I was talking about it, I'm like, okay, like, oh, we learned that her friend's brother died. Like, no, we knew her friend.
Yes. She just didn't mention Carl's name.
They did not mention Carl's name. I was supposed to read through the lines. That was terrible. Hope I wasn't the only one with that. Okay, anyways, so that yes, that changes everything. But
yeah, I think that's why. I mean, it's not fair to Steven to like take the brunt of it, but I think she was just going through a lot of emotions.
Yeah. But it's like weird because I see that. I'm not going to go in a circle and say the same thing I just said, but it's just like,
it's the Lindsay way of explaining.
You wanted it to be about you. Like, how are you doing? It's weird.
It's a very Lindsay. Yeah.
Very Lindsay.
Any of us that have watched it from season one, you would expect nothing less.
Yeah. And it's funny when Kyle's talking about the past relationships and how it always, and Lindsay's like laughing, like, do you want it to be like this, Lindsay? Do you want to always have like a toxic relationship?
Yeah. I was dying out of her face when Andy purposely asked Hannah to give her
relationship. And of course Hannah cannot just say, oh, I look up to Lindsay and really I should take some advice from her. Or I'm nowhere to give Lindsay advice. No, Hannah has to say, oh, I look at Lindsay. I admire her for being a strong woman, but you know, you'll find the right one. And when you'll know, and you'll just have so much fun. It'll be effortless or whatever the fuck she says. It's like, shut up, Hannah.
Yeah,
you know what you're talking about. Gross. Stop.
Lindsay didn't even say thank you. Nothing.
No.
Not even a smile.
Yes, her advice. Yes. Great. But shut up, Hannah. Look, for real. I'm being petty.
But I also was dying when she's like, I don't believe he was working.
I love Lindsay, though. Playing video games.
Lindsay, this reunion, I just was really a fan. She was cracking me up.
I'm always a fan of Lindsay. Even through her mess, when people can't stand her, even when I talk shit about Lindsay, I love Lindsay. They don't make them like Lindsay.
Hubbard. Yeah, well, even the preview for next week, she tells them to giggle up, like Giggly Squad, and she's like to Paige, well, can you give an opinion on anything? We're filming a reality TV show.
I know. I love it. I love it. And I just know that Lindsay's going to be on Bravo forever.
Yes.
And Kyle, too. Like, I see those young Bravo stars just like on Southern Charm, which you need to watch that, Leah, because we got to watch Winter House. They're, you know, they like grew up on Bravo, except for, you know, Kyle's old, but, you know, they grew up on Bravo. And I feel like they're just going to go into these spinoffs and have these Real Housewives and stuff and other shows. So I'm excited to see Lindsay for many years. I just don't see her running away. She loves the attention, good or bad.
She knows what she's doing. She's made a good name for herself on reality TV.
She has from the jump. I'll always remember when she and Averett, when she said, well, I'm going to go sleep in a, what if I go sleep in a bed with a guy or whatever she said at the dinner, and she just walks off, and it's, oh my God, this girl's crazy.
Yeah.
Love it.
But to her credit, though, with Stravi, even Danielle was like, no, I think he did change. He was not the same as he was in the house.
I mean, how could you be the same dealing with her? You have to. I mean, I think that this was just, yeah, I don't think he was the same. And I think he probably didn't like who he was being because, you know, I don't think that was him. I think he was just stressed. I mean, that's a lot of pressure being with someone like Lindsay, unfortunately. But but yeah, so that's all I had to say about that. But what about the last fight? The last big with, you know, little Kyle and Amanda, which before we get into this, I was listening to Kyle and Amanda. Remember how they're supposed to get married June
19th? 19th.
They're not getting married then anymore. They're getting married in November or October.
Okay.
Sometime in the fall. And Amanda said that they're doing it in her parents' backyard. And yeah, and because they just didn't want their venue was supposed to be completely inside, and they were going to have like 250 people. They just didn't want, they didn't know about the vaccine and all that, you know, so now they're going to have a smaller, nicer wedding at her parents' house in Sendet.
So, seems more their thing at this point. Yeah. I think they just want to be married, so.
Yeah, well, I was like, why don't you all still do it on June 9th? I just don't get, like, this is now 2 months away, and here we go. We're going to, whatever. We're going to hear about it. That's what that means. We're going to hear about it all summer.
Smart on their part, though.
More airtime. It's going to be so annoying. It's going to be so annoying. I need them to get married. I don't want to hear about, I can't wait to be your wife. I can't wait to be your husband.
Well, we get to have one more engagement anniversary. We get to look forward to.
Gag. Stop. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's like, they just did a practice wedding. And now you're going to have a whole nother 6 weeks in the summer house and still not fucking married. What are you going to have? Another practice wedding? You have a bachelorette party or bachelor party? That's what they'll probably do.
Yeah, that'll be one weekend that they each, or like, you know. There'll be an episode about
that. They didn't do that. Or did they do that? Have they done that?
I don't think so. Not yet. Yeah, maybe? So
if someone's listening, that's...
Let us know.
But yeah, anyways. So, Kyle and Amanda versus Hannah.
The fact, though, that Hannah is like, I never talk about your relationship, even though she's been... not only extremely vocal on the show, but everywhere that will let her talk about it.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere with a mic is what Kyle says, which I agree.
Yeah. Also, I really love Danielle and Lindsay, like, sticking up for Amanda. I think that's something Amanda always wanted, to have someone besides Kyle, like, really stick up for her. And even Danielle was like, I'm just going to hold back about Amanda because you've been just a really shitty friend, which is cool to see them, because they've been all friends since for seasons now, to see them kind of stick up for Amanda even though they've had some up and downs with her. So
yeah, it's nice because, you know, Lindsay and Danielle are a little bit older than the rest of the women in the house, and like Amanda's kind of been like, you know, it was like kind of her with in the middle between those two like sets of best friends. And then she got like, you know, close with Paige, but really, you know, she has her loyalties are with Hannah, and it's just messy. But I think it was really nice, almost like her two older sisters over here, like having her back, especially when you have Hannah who has Sierra and Paige, even though Sierra wants to say, why can't that be their fight to Kyle? Like, when Kyle wants to get involved, and it's like, what about you all with Hannah? You all are chiming in about, like, oh, stop, like, let her, she's saying she's sorry. What has she said? Like, or trying to say stuff to Kyle, you know, whatever. It's just, no, I mean, this is, everyone can chime in. This is, you all live under the same house. It's all your business.
Yeah, one, I really loved Amanda even saying that there's the double standard with the yelling.
Yeah.
And Hannah never really admitted, or she never really cleared up. She's like, yeah, sometimes I do yell, but then never was like, I shouldn't have been upset with them yelling when I was doing the same thing. Which, yeah, like we said, all she has to say is, yeah, that wasn't fair of me. You know, but no, she ownership. Couldn't even say that.
Yeah, and, you know, yes, there is a real thing with their toxic masculinity is a real thing. Being misogynistic is a real thing. I have seen Carl, you know, be that way in the past for sure. And I'm not going to say how it's been outside of what's being filmed, but in those circumstances, that's not like the stuff that she's calling toxic and whatever, is not that. So it's just two people that are arguing and that you've actually caused. So, and that's where I love how Danielle says that you're the most toxic person in the room when something goes down, which yes, exactly.
And I love how they said that, told Hannah, she's giving you constructive criticism. Well, and even I kind of love Lindsay when she's like, we're breaking the fourth wall. Like, this started out as friends hanging out. She's like, we've all gotten fights, but we've never said each other word toxic because that's not how it was. And like,
yeah,
we're here to have fun. Like, yeah, we fight, but also it is us. We're all supposed to be friends on the show.
Yeah. And speaking about when Hannah and like when they're saying that Danielle was helping, trying to give her constructive criticism in a podcast, another one, sorry, so much this week, someone asked Paige and Hannah about Danielle like chiming in, and Hannah wants to say that it was about the Luke thing, about her trying to hook up with Luke, about Danielle trying to hook up with Luke, and Luke like denied her and didn't tell her, and like just all this stuff, like making it about something that it's completely not. Danielle doesn't give two fucks about Luke and what they could have had or what you all had. Like, Hannah, please, do you not see Robert?
Well, you're just like kind of grasping at straws now.
Yeah, it's just really petty that she would say some shit like that this week.
Well, and even Carl was like, be real. And Dan was like, just be real. Stop like making shit up. And I love when Kyle was like, for us, life isn't about a meme, which is literally her whole comedy spiel, is being a meme or taking memes from people. But I do think he like want to get to the root of it and like literally hash it, or not literally, but really hash it out, because he wants to continue doing Summer House, but he doesn't want to fight half the time while he's there. Like, we all know Carl loves to send it and have a good time. He does not want to deal with this like petty bullshit stuff.
Summer's supposed to be fun.
Well, and even Danielle's like, yeah, he did get angry with Hannah, but that's like a deep-rooted shit that like has never been resolved, and that's why it comes off as angry, because anytime they try to squash it, it gets worse, or it's a fake apology.
Ugh, she's so annoying. And we'll just get a whole nother episode to talk about how annoying she is this Thursday. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else from this, because I feel like where this is going to start off the next time, where this leaves off, we're going to start off the next episode on it. But who's your favorite of the reunion?
I went with Lindsay.
Oh, well, I went with Danielle. So,
okay. I was really close to doing Danielle, but besides when she weirdly inserted herself about Luke saying he wishes Sierra the best, any other time she inserted herself, she made some very valid points. And it made, and some of them made like a lot of points. So props to her. And what I do love about Lindsay is that girl has not changed.
No. Especially when you're rewatching the episodes.
So she's a little more empathetic than she was in the first season.
You know, she's 35 now, or whatever. So,
but still, she Lindsay's gonna be Lindsay, so.
Lindsay's Lindsay. Yeah. Love Lindsay. And I chose Danielle because what she brought to the reunion is everything that we needed. And I like that her and Lindsay aren't on the same couch. You know, like they're not sitting beside each other. It's paired up really well. They did a really great job here. But Danielle can hold her own and she does not give a fuck. Like she watched the season and, you know, she was working hard all season, like minding her own business, you know, having fun when, you know, not getting involved in anything. And then at the end, we catch just the smallest bit of Danielle coming out at Hannah when they got into it about Dez and, you know, all that at the end. But she came to this reunion and just put Hannah in her place. And I love how Hannah started off saying, like, oh, thanks, Danny. When she, I was like, I don't know if people called her Danny. When she said that, yeah, that Kyle does get, you know, a little upset or whatever. And then as soon as she's trying to tell Hannah how it is, she's like, what did I do to you? She's like, it's not about me, you know, but I'm excited to see her versus Paige. That's going to be, so I'm excited to see that. But yeah, it's a good part one. I'm excited for part two.
Yeah. Looks like we're going to get more good Danielle and more Lindsay. I'm so excited to see Lindsay in this next one. Just the little clips that we've seen in part two.
I feel like you're turning into a Lindsay stan. I feel like you weren't this high on Lindsay before.
I know, but just some of these like little one-liners just crack me up. Because some of it's like stuff that I've thought too. It's like, oh, Paige can't really give an opinion on anything. She's just literally fucking sitting there and making a little joke.
Yeah, and getting paid for it. Like, no, bitch, talk. Like, we aren't talking. It's a reality TV show.
Or even the giggle up is such a, like, a shade to the Giggly Squad. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Love it. Like, keep giggling. But what else do we have coming soon?
Well, first, we have to say our least favorite, which is probably going to come to a shock to everyone, but I went with Hannah.
What, really?
Yeah, I know.
I did too, obviously.
Which we all know. You know, we've said it week after week why we don't like her, so.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna waste any more time on Hannah. But yeah, so we're going to rehash the latest episode of Florida Bama Shore. And we will also be rehashing Unexpected. I just watched the latest episode. Did you watch it yet?
No, I'll probably do that tonight and probably try to take notes.
So is the final episode. The next episode is the tell-all, which is weird. They didn't say it.
Like, yeah, why didn't they say it was the finale
or anything? It's at the end. It says, and then tune in for the tell-all, you know, and I don't see anything with Rihanna or I see lots of crying and drama, whatever. Fun. So excited for that. Leah's excited too.
We love Unexpected, but it just got to the point where for 5 episodes, they're dragging out 2 days worth of material.
It's terrible.
We're ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, for sure. But we also have Siesta Key, which was our first show that we ever podcasted for. If you have never watched Siesta Key, go back, watch at least the last season, and listen to our old episodes if you want to follow along. That was fun. But you can also start from the beginning. I know that MTV will be doing a marathon here soon for it. But if you like Laguna Beach or the Hills, Sunset, Selling Sunset, it's very much filmed like that, or like the Hills New Beginnings. It's very similar with that. But really good. So definitely check that out. When does that come out? May 12th?
Yep. Cool. So that'll be fun. I'm excited to,
Yeah, no breaks for trash rehash. We stay watching the trash.
Yes, for sure.
So where can people find us?
You can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.